Just talk about last year versus this year. Well, last year you really struggled to make the team, and now you've got a great chance to, make it.
Still a lot of football left, and kind of last year's last year, and we got to build on this year, and the new stuff that we're doing, and old stuff we're doing, and just kind of get your technique back and get in shape, and get ready for this whole preseason, and then kind of big weeks coming up to the real season for us.
That's helping your confidence.
Yeah, just kind of getting a little good feel out there, and getting some snaps under your belt. But coming in year two, you kind of just got to build on it, and come out and work every day, and get better as we go.
Julie, this is a follow-up to that. I mean, you hear a lot of people say that they don't know what to expect as a rookie, and now maybe you know what to expect, and that kind of eases things a little bit for a learning process.
Yeah, you would say you kind of have a somewhat idea what you're going to get, or the practice tempo and the the drills and stuff like that. But come out and build on each day, and get better as you're going, improve your own technique, and and fit into the scheme, and increase your role, and really just get better as we go on, getting ready for the year.
Joe, you've gotten a lot of work at 3-4 defensive end. Compare that to what you've had to do, in the 4-3, and how's that been?
I've played in every scheme. I got a lot of years in playing both 3-4 and 4-3, just my career. But some different techniques, and some different reads and stuff like that. But you just kind of fine tune them, and the more reps you get in them, the better you kind of get at it. And watching film, and just listening to the coaches, and learning from them, and just getting some more reps and practice work at it.
What's the biggest difference having Vince back, not just from the talent, but a leadership standpoint?
Real good guy to learn off of, obviously. And I think his biggest thing is he comes out in the field and he works hard every day, and that's what all the stuff you do in the classroom is great and stuff, but a guy that comes out and works hard every day on the field, that's what you really want to learn from.
Joe, how much time did he spend with you last year after he was injured and you took his?
Yeah, I mean, he was in there every day, working with us, and trying to help out, and do his part, and really just trying to get everybody right, and get everyone in the correct spots and techniques and keys and stuff like that for the games. And it helped me out a lot, and a lot of guys as well.
Was there a specific area you focused on this past offseason in preparation for
you? Just kind of, really just getting in good shape, and it's a long year, so you got to build your body back up, and get fresh for OTAs, and obviously weeks leading up to camp. So just kind of getting in kind of some drills that you're used to doing, so kind of get some reps doing that, and just obvious your general running and everything else. So just kind of going out there trying to learn every day, and get better as we go.
Year one, did you find as the season waned on, did you wear down a bit?
No, just long in general, but you just got to keep up with your body, playing big guys out there, and so you just gotta stay up with everything, and do all your work off the field, and so you can be as best you can on the field.
The conditions today, I mean, is it enjoyable for you guys? I mean, it's different,
I'm used to it. Doesn't matter, whatever it is. We're up here in New England, Boston. You're gonna get rain, you're gonna get snow, you're gonna get cold, so it's kind of expected.
And the only person without a hat was Belichick. Did you guys notice that?
Oh, I didn't.
That's
not
a tough
really
guy.
Yeah, he's fine. He's used to it.